This is Akashvani, the news read by Ling Biahui. Prime Minister Narendra Modi stated that today's India seeks to connect with everyone and wants the development and welfare of all. Addressing the Indian diaspora in Warsaw, Poland, Mr. Modi said, "For decades, India had a policy of maintaining distance from other countries, but the policy of today's India is to remain close to all nations." He noted that the world now respects India as Vishwabandhu. The Prime Minister also shared his thoughts on the significant contribution made by the Indian diaspora in strengthening bilateral relations between the two countries. He also commended their role in the success of Operation Ganga. Mr. Modi called upon the community to become a brand ambassador of tourism to India and be part of its growth story. He noted that the Dobri Maharaja, Kolhapur and Battle of Monte Cassino memorials were shining examples of vibrant people-to-people ties between the two countries. The Prime Minister announced the launch of the Jam Saheb Memorial Youth Exchange Program. Under this initiative, India will invite 20 Polish youths annually to visit India. The Prime Minister spoke about the transformative progress achieved by India in the last 10 years. He expressed confidence that India will become the third largest economy in the next few years. Mr. Modi also spoke about his vision for the country to become a developed nation, Viksit Bharat by 2047. He stated that Poland and India are enhancing their partnership in areas of new technology and clean energy and driving green growth. Mr. Modi stated that India, as mother of democracy and its shared values with Poland, bring the two countries closer. In Assam, the cabinet approved a bill yesterday to abolish the Assam Muslim Marriages and Divorce Registration Act and rules of 1935, which allowed underage marriages under specific conditions. Earlier this year, the state cabinet decided to abolish the act, and yesterday's meeting authorized the repealing bill required to implement this decision. Chief Minister Himanta Biswa Sarma stated that the cabinet has taken a significant step to ensure justice for the daughters and sisters of Assam by adding additional safeguards against child marriage. The new bill will be tabled in the assembly in the next session. The Chief Minister also noted that the cabinet decided to reduce VAT on CNG to 5%. Additionally, the cabinet approved a financial sanction of 200 crore rupees for the Assam Cancer Care Foundation to support the Assam Cancer Care Project for 2024-25. Union Minister for Electronics and IT, Ashwini Vaishnav, today said that NVIDIA has promised support for India AI mission. In a social media post, Mr. Vaishnav said that both sides discuss ways to leverage artificial intelligence, AI, for solving India-specific problems. He said they also discuss potential development of Bharat's own AI chip. In March this year, the Union Cabinet had approved the comprehensive national-level India AI mission with a budget outlay of around 10,372 crore rupees. The India AI mission will establish a comprehensive ecosystem, catalyzing AI innovation through strategic programs and partnerships across the public and private sectors. Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman has called upon the Income Tax Department to make the language of notices sent to assessees simple and straightforward so as not to trigger a sense of fear among the taxpayers. Speaking at a function organized to celebrate the 165th year of income tax in New Delhi, the Finance Minister added that the number of new net addition of the taxpayers has gone up and the tax net is widening. Commerce and Industry Minister Piyush Goyal has said that India and Africa are very much aligned in their desires, ambitions and aspirations. Addressing the special plenary session with trade ministers of African nations at CII India-Africa Business Conclave in New Delhi yesterday, Mr. Goyal said India and African nations are striving for a better quality of life for the people of their countries, seeking greater investments to bring the fruits of increased trade, strengthen the economic profiles and drive growth. The India Meteorological Department, IMD, has forecast very heavy to extremely heavy rainfall over Assam, Meghalaya and Tripura during next few days. Heavy to very heavy rainfall is also likely over Kerala and extremely heavy rainfall over Lakshadweep during next 24 hours. And that is the end of this news bulletin.